Thora was dipping a hot vegetable pasty into honeyed plums and woodland trifle, stopping now and then to gulp down great swigs of dandelion and burdock.
Oh, Walker, this is the life. Good old Red Wall, that's what I say.
You're right there, Mocha. It was almost worth washing all those greasy pans for and getting a bath, too.
Nothing's worth getting a bath for, Bubble Nose. Ouch! Oh, that's me paw you're trying to eat.
Arula watched the two stoats glowering at each other. The little mole maid took her nose out of a slice of great hall cake long enough to chuckle.
Oh, I must tell Froy Bellas about that, then. Stoat poor pun, or your tumble. Get your nose out in my drink.
The infant dormouse guzzled the last of Arula's cider and started making inroads upon the abbess's elderberry wine.
I'm thirsty, terrible thirsty.
Burly Mole and Tud Spinney had cornered a great heap of cheeses and October ale, which they sampled judiciously.
Oh, Maester Tud, try big yellow cheese with chestnutters in it. That be a good favour of mine.
The old hedgehog blew the foam off a flagon of ale.
Nice and nutty. Have some of my special field white cheese with celery and onion. Very tasty with that oat bread.
A challenge was thrown out by Thrug's sister, Thrugann. Which of them could eat a bowl of the shrimp and bulrush soup with the most hot root pepper in it? Thrug threw a pawful in his bowl and started spooning it down. Thrugann promptly put two pawfuls into her soup and went at it with her eyes streaming. Not to be outdone, Thrug added a full ladle of the pepper to his, whereupon Thrugann tipped the full pepper sack over the top of her bowl. With tears gushing from their reddened eyes, both otters spooned away bravely until the abbess called out,
I declare a draw, the winners Thrug and Thrugann.
Both otters bolted from the table and immersed their heads in an open cask of old cider. Amid the laughter from the tables, the sound of Thrug and Thrugann sucking in massive draughts of cider to cool their burning mouths could be heard all over the orchard. Brother Hollyberry tipped both the bowls into his own and spooned the lot down without turning a hair, his only comment being,
This soup could do with a little more pepper. I like it good and spicy.
Friar Bellows sat back and loosened off his waist cord.
Oh, very good, very good. I don't know which is the hardest, preparing it all or trying to eat it all. Pass me a maple cream tart, will you, Brother Hal?
Brother broke open an oat loaf stuffed with summer salad.
Tut, tut. Not beginning to flag, are you, Bellows?
The good friar sat up straight and quaffed a beaker of mint tea. The maple cream tart disappeared rapidly, even though it was a large plate-sized one.
Beginning to flag? Listen, my good mouse. Flagging is for young fellows like yourself. I'm one who knows how to keep up a steady pace. Cut me a wedge of that great hall cake, please.
Toward the bottom of the table, several baby mice and young hedgehogs had secreted a sizable fruit and cream trifle under the table. They sat on the ground, eating it with their paws, out of the sight of older creatures who insisted on them using spoons, and there was trifle everywhere.
Spitter without a spoon! I can eat it with all four paws! Look at me!
By noon, most creatures had deserted the festive board and were lying beneath trees and bushes all over the orchard. Dumble and the rest of the infants were snoring loudly in a hammock that Sister Nasturtium had strung between two apple trees. Samkin and Arula joined Brother Hollyberry and Friar Bellows in the shade of a big old maple that grew in the south corner, and Hollyberry yawned and stretched as he settled down to his nap.
Oh! Well, Samkin, how are the two stoats enjoying name day?
Samkin's half-open eyes were trying to follow a large bee as it droned lazily towards the flower beds.
Oh, those two. Would you believe it, brother? They're still at the table eating. I'm sure they think there's going to be a famine. Talk about scoff.
They won't be no good for games this evening, sir.
Arula stifled a giggle as she pointed to Friar Bellows. The fat little friar was lying upon his back, fast asleep, snoring with his mouth wide open. A spider on its thread was directly over his mouth, hanging there. It went into his mouth and blew out again each time he inhaled and exhaled. They all laughed silently, not wanting to wake him.
Even Froyo don't blow out hard enough. He'll have spider pudding.